Tombo Gillespie, a Gooduwa under 21 manager. Your team has been successful here in Craigan today against Dunamoyne. What were your thoughts after that?
Yeah, well, it's great to be in the Ulster semi-final, you know. Very tough match. You know, we started well the first half. We played some terrific football and, you know, we got great scores and led at half-time by 6 points. And, you know, we talked about closing out the game, but, when we came out at half-time, you know, we lost our way around that middle third, the midfield area. You know, we couldn't get any ball and, Dunamoyne got a foothold in that midfield area and they got a lot of frees off. When Garland pointed a lot of frees and it was down to a point at one stage I think about 10 minutes ago and the big score for us then was Ethan Harkin getting the point and that kind of swung the game back in our favour, and then we got Carroll and Oran McFadden and Dara Boyle and Nisha Boyle started to get ball again around that midfield and we got a great move again for the second goal where Harkin finished, a great finish.
Yeah, I suppose it was a difficult day for playing. We were just looking out over the pitch here now, and you can't even see the other side of the pitch with the fog. The game was brought forward. It was meant to be played a half an hour before the initial throw-in time. It was 15 minutes. Did that upset your preparations?
Well, not really. We're used to being out in all kinds of weather. You have to be ready for the matches and conditions as well. You have to be ready for all. A dry day or a wet day, it doesn't really matter. It's all about the hard work and the commitment from the players on the pitch. And I think we played well for a lot of the game, but we lost our way first 15 minutes of the second half. But a great performance from the boys, and we're looking forward to the semi-final now against Kerry Duff.
Yeah, we know all about your big players, the Micheál Carrolls, the Dara Boyles and Nisha Boyles, but it was probably one of your youngest players there today, Ethan Harkin, that really stood up. He landed a difficult free when you needed to score, and then he got the crucial goal as well. He had a good performance out there.
Yeah, well, I've talked about this before, about the squad. It's all about the squad. And these boys are training away with us. And, they don't get any games. And we have them on the bench. And, it's hard to keep them happy. But, when we swing them off the bench, they're able to come in and do a job for us. And Harkin's a quality player. I don't want to be talking too much about him. But you've seen today the quality he has. And, the goal and the point he got was pure quality. And, he's a man for the future.
Yeah, you're safely through now to the semi-finals. You've just been drawn against Kerry Duff from Down. Do you know much about them?
No, I don't know much about them, but I know they have a big midfielder that scored 1-6 or something here the last day, so I think they're good going forward as well. And we'll have to sit down and have a look at them, and it's going to be tough. Not the semi-final, there's nothing easy, so we'll have to go away and prepare.
Yeah, and that game is being fixed for Sunday week, February the 4th. It's also the day that Donegal are due to play Galway. You have obviously Cian Mulligan, Micheál Carroll and Dara Boyle in the senior panel. Will that cause problems for you, do you think?
Well, we don't know. We're walking with Declan Bonner. Like, fair play to Declan. He's been very good, and we're talking away with Declan, and Declan's been very good. He's released the boys for the last two games, and just we'll have to wait and see. We'll sit down with Declan and we'll see what's going to happen.